Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. Get everything you need to start your business website with HostGator. Get hosting, backups, security, domain name services, marketing services, and everything you can imagine to have a killer business website. Now, you might be thinking, this is going to cost me a fortune, but think again, because HostGator loves small businesses, and you can get started for as low as $5 a month. Just use your special link for listeners of the $100 MBA Show. That's HostGator.com/MBA30. That's HostGator.com/MBA30. Today's episode is all about how to manage frustration in your business. Hey, even though I'm a positive person, I don't like to deny reality. Things can get frustrating. You might not be growing as fast as you like. You might have to deal with bureaucracies or red tape. You might have to deal with legalities. Whatever it is, you might get frustrated. How you manage your frustration can make or break your business. It can also make or break you. That's why this topic is so important. That's why we're airing it today. This first episode was first broadcasted a little over 400 episodes ago. But because it was so good and because only the last 300 episodes are available on iTunes or Stitcher or any podcast app, we brought it back for you to listen to. Hey, I'm not perfect. I get frustrated in my business, but I have a system to manage it. And I share it with you in this episode. Enjoy, and I'll check you tomorrow in a fresh new episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show! Whether your business is online, offline, or an idea in your head, we got your back with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. You can check out our free course, our free guides over at 100mba.net. And in today's lesson, you will learn how to manage frustration in your business. Things will get frustrating at times. Knowing how to handle this properly will really make a big difference in the success of your business and also in the success of your life. You want to be enjoying this process and you want to make it out alive, or in other words, healthy. So in today's lesson, we are dedicating some surefire ways to make sure you manage your frustrations, your challenges in your business in the right way. Let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. I'm not going to lie, guys. Business is not always a walk in the park. Things can get really frustrating, especially when you're trying to get so much done in a short amount of time. Things don't always go as planned, and you're going to have some curveballs. Nicole and I have learned this along the way, and we'll continue to learn this. But I want to share with you some things that may help you deal with frustration in your business. And the first one is see the big picture. Take a look at the reason why you started this business in the first place. What are you trying to accomplish? What's the goal? The big goal. That's really what you're trying to achieve. You're going to have small frustrations, small challenges along the way, things that you face on a daily basis. But those little things are really not what you're trying to do. What you're really trying to do is the big picture, your big mission. So remind yourself of why you got into this business in the first place. This is something I learned in management when I was in education. There are certain major goals I'm trying to accomplish throughout the academic year. Now, I'm going to have different hiccups along the way, teachers getting sick, teachers getting frustrated, people quitting. Now, these seem significant at the time, but they're just things that kind of slow your pace down a little bit. Your big goals, your big picture are still intact. You still can go and accomplish those things. Take care of those frustrations, take care of those challenges, and keep moving forward. The second thing I recommend when it comes to dealing with frustrations in your business is to expect it. Expect to be frustrated. Expect to have challenges along the way. That is par for the course. You have to have challenges. Anybody who tells you that their business or building their business was a walk in the park is an absolute liar. Anything worth anything of any significance will be difficult, will have challenges. So knowing that if you expect challenges, and knowing that when you have challenges, that you're on the right path, that you have to have challenges in order to be successful. So if you go into every day expecting it, I'm not saying to have like a doom and gloom kind of negative attitude where it's like, what's going to happen today? It's going to stink. No, just have this idea that this could happen, that frustrations, that challenges might come my way, and I got to be ready for them. So when they do happen, it's not like, oh, what a curveball. I didn't see this coming. Just acknowledge the fact that this is just part and parcel of having a business, deal with the issue, and keep moving forward. All right, the third piece of advice that I love The third thing, and this is a huge thing, and I really think it's helpful to help you with frustration, is getting perspective. Get perspective. And the way to do this that I recommend is getting to know somebody who's a few steps ahead of you in whatever business you're in. So for example, Nicole and I recently launched Webinar Ninja, our webinar platform, and it's our first software product. And building a software business is challenging. It's not like any other kind of business. It has its own special challenges. So I got to know and seek advice from people that are a few steps ahead of me. I often ask advice from Noah Kagan, who is the founder of AppSumo, which is a huge software business. I also speak to my friend Jason Zook, and he runs a software business called Teachery. And it's just good to get perspective, to ask some questions. Listen, I'm having these challenges. Is this normal? Is this something that I should expect? Or do I need to make some changes? And more likely than not, they're going to tell you, yes, this is completely normal. I went through the same thing. Don't worry about it. Be patient. They'll give you some advice on how to make some decisions. So getting perspective really, really helps. So take a look at your business. Take a look at who else is in your market and is a little bit ahead of you and see if you can seek out advice. You might want to get into a mastermind together or something like that. But the point is that you want to get perspective from somebody who's been there before. All right, number four, if you're really, really frustrated and you feel like you're frustrated on a consistent basis, day in and day out, you're frustrated with what's going on with your business. You got so much on your plate. Things are just really cloudy in your head. Then I highly, highly recommend you take a look at your business and see what aspects of it you can eliminate. Maybe you have too many products on your site. Maybe you have too many offerings. Maybe you're just doing too much and you're not focusing your energies on what's most important. Realign your focus and find out what are some things you can cut out, and therefore you can be more effective. This will definitely reduce your level of frustration because you'll have less things to deal with. So the fourth thing I recommend is see what you can eliminate, see what you can cut out from your business to keep things a little bit more simple and more focused. Guys, I got one more tip when it comes to dealing with frustration in your business, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. One of the things I love about HostGator is their 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email. That means you can call upon a tech expert to help you with your business website any time of day, any day of the week. Need to make a change? Need to make an update? They got your back. It's like having your own tech team at your beck and call. I love this. But that's just one of the great benefits that comes included with hosting with HostGator. Get everything you need to build an amazing business website. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 and save a whopping 30%, and you can get started for as low as $5 a month. Incredible. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. All right, the last recommendation I have for you guys when it comes to dealing with frustration in your business is outsourcing things that cause you frustration. Take a look at the things that you have to do on the day-to-day. Which ones do you cringe at? Which ones give you the most trouble? Maybe it's social media. Maybe it's customer service tickets. Maybe it's creating feature images for your blog. Whatever it is, see if you can find somebody who's better at it that you can outsource it to. You could check out our previous episodes on hiring a VA and the process of hiring a VA on the $100 MBA show. It's actually a two-part lesson. And you can outsource this task that may not be right for you. If you're getting frustrated, you're obviously not enjoying it. And maybe it's not something that you're very good at. And that's okay. We can't be perfect at everything. Again, eliminate everything that you can eliminate in your business. And if you still have things that are frustrating that you have to do, see if you can outsource them to somebody who's better at it. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, let us know in an iTunes rating and review. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art. You'll see a link that says, give us a rating and review. Click on the link and the rest is a piece of cake. If you're on your computer or any browser, just go to 100mba.net/show. And all the instructions on how to give us an iTunes rating review is right there. We would love to hear from you. And remember, everybody who drops us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly random draw to win a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, a community forum and Facebook group, and you have access for life. We announce a winner every single week on Friday, and we call it Free Ride Friday, so tune in for that. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. If you're going through some challenges in your business, if you're finding it's hard and it's not as wonderful as you thought it was going to be, don't feel so down on yourself. It's okay. It's hard at the start. It's something completely new. You're having new kinds of challenges. You're making tough decisions constantly. It gets easier over time. you get used to it. You build decision-making muscles, and you start to implement some of the things I mentioned in today's lesson to help you with these frustrations. Just because things are hard or difficult doesn't mean it's not meant to be or this is not cut out for me. Take a good look at what you're trying to do with your business, and if you want it bad enough, you're going to go for it. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.